There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You can call and join us here on the radio waves. You can talk about anything that might happen to be on your mind. We have been discussing the issue of prison and recidivism rates, the likelihood that somebody is going to go out once they get out of prison and commit another crime. Now, whether or not they actually commit a crime that's violent or destructive towards property is another question. Obviously, I don't consider someone going and smoking some pot or selling some drugs or whatever to actually be a crime because there's no victim there. So, to some extent, the statistics might be skewed by the fact the war on drugs exists.
There aren't a lot of pot dealers in prison. Not saying that there aren't. I'm just saying there aren't a lot.
I was in jail with a pot dealer.
Jail is different than prison.
Yeah. I know that they have sent people to prison for pot. Here in New Hampshire, they do have serious sentences for people who've sold marijuana, so it must happen. But nonetheless, the point being made, there's been a new study that shows that the longer somebody stays in prison, the more likely they are to reoffend once they're released. And we've been talking with people in the first hour of the show, in case you're just tuning in, who have had experience with this. People in law enforcement, as well as people who've been placed behind bars. Mark, you're somebody
who... Free Talk Live, the only place where you can get both the convicts and the cops on the same show.
It's true. And actually, right now, we have a cop who is a convict. He was actually a former cop. Charlie was telling us, he's calling from Panama City, and he's still on the line. You were in California as a cop, and you were actually arrested for assault in a bar fight where you didn't actually even start the fight, but unfortunately the only witnesses to the fight were the friends of the other person who did start the fight, and so you took a plea deal, went to jail for a quarter of a year, and that's kind of where we left your story, I think.
You got it. And you know, I even at some point, you know, I hired a very good law firm. I actually hired the same law firm that Casey Anthony had hired to get off of her, to actually win her trial.
Didn't work for her either.
I did everything I could, but even if we approached the victim and we were actually going to try and settle outside of court, but even after you know, we were coming to an agreement with that, the court was still saying that the state still wanted to pursue charges no matter what.
Hmm.
So
they'll do that.
Exactly. And I feel that, you know, as part of our constitutional rights, we're allowed to have contract with whoever, you know, free association and whatnot. Like, we're allowed to do it. If then the state should meddle out of it. But the problem is,
yep,
is just like the caller prior to myself, is that we really do have a problem with judges. You know, if you saw in Pennsylvania with the kids that went to jail because, you know, for cash. And at the same time, the same system is in place in California for recidivism of convicts.
Well,
and the money for filling beds, basically.
What you're talking about here, I'm not saying that's not an incentive, but what you're talking about here is that corporations are entities. What you're dealing with, when the state picks up the charge, it is a corporation. It is a, this is a governmental corporation. It picks up the charge as though it's an entity. It has not been harmed, but it refuses to drop the charges. Even if you had made a deal with this individual with whom you had been in a bar fight, and I wasn't there, I don't know what happened. If you made a deal with this individual where they drop the charges, they can't drop the charges. The United
They're
States
not in
criminal
control of that.
The United
not
States criminal justice system does not allow the victim to drop charges
any
longer.
The prosecutor wants to get the the conviction. They want to have the conviction for their record so they can go and run for some higher political office or whatever. They're using you. They're using you and your situation to propel their own political career.
Yeah, I got really fortunate because I was looking at 5 years in prison, and with early release, with California, I was looking at 3.5 years in prison. But I guess the process, it was like an act of God or an act of some entity beyond ourselves. And the ADA. He got promoted to another county position that was higher than what he was in the city we were in. And a new ADA came in looked at the case individually and said, you know what, this isn't as bad as I was told. And it went from three, because I went home, you know, back to Florida to tell, say goodbye to all my family. I'll see you in 3.5 years, and I'll be a convicted felon, and also a parolee of California. Yeah. And basically, you know, after leaving Florida, I went to go, you know, that's what was going to happen to me. And everything changed to where I only had to spend 177 days in jail. Mind you, it was a very eye-opening experience, because it reflects exactly what you guys are saying. Because even in the prison system, because I went from a county jail to an actual prison in right outside of Bakersfield, California. And a lot of these guys, yes, you know, some of them, I'd say some of them have gang relations, and they were, you know, narcotics dealers, or they assaulted somebody with a deadly weapon, or what have you. But a lot of them are like, oh, I violated my parole. I violated my probation. That's why I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them is, and a lot of them were just like two stupid stories. Basically, a guy, he was drunk, and then he was at, you know, a Del Taco, and all of a sudden, he didn't want to leave because he wasn't done with his meal, and they called the cops. Boom, he's in jail. And he's in county, and he's in the county for so long. And
did you meet anybody in prison that you put there?
No, I was actually afraid of that. I went to the.
Seems like a legitimate fear.
For a legitimate fear, and they go, look, you know, they actually reassured me. Say, hey, look, you know, you're not going to have a problem. Just tell them, you know, actually, they said, tell them what you did. You know, don't be afraid. Just tell them, because I'm prior military as well. You know, and a lot of guys actually respect him because I would go over their letters and then do a little spell check for them if they needed a question asked. And they had a question about history or anything like that, just because I'm college educated. I was former military, and I was also a law enforcement officer.
Charlie, I'm just curious. I mean, as you were a cop, how many years were you a police officer before this happened to you?
I was in a law enforcement capacity for 4 years.
Okay, so you've had a little bit of experience under your belt there. What was something that you learned that you probably never would have learned because you went through this? You went through, you were prosecuted, you went to prison. A lot of cops don't go through any of that. What was it that was a shocker for you?
But the shocking thing to me was how if let's say I was in an operation with local law enforcement, it was like a brotherhood. And then as soon as something happened, how quickly everyone turns around and some guys would support me, and some of them would secretly support me, and then some would just, because of their careers, they would just say, nope, not going to even deal with it. It was disheartening, and it was tough for me because, you know, you're in this band of brothers, and then you get shunned.
That's what surprised me about this is that you know, in a bar fight, a cop can somehow, you know, like this is going to be a problem for him. It seemed like this should be just swept under the rug. But, I'm going to go ahead and take your word for the story.
Wait, just to clarify something. No, were you a cop in the same place where these charges hit you?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I was the city that I got convicted in was the same area that most of my experience comes from. And
because we do see a lot of stories where the police will be given a pass. You know, there is the professional courtesy, as they call it. And, of course, obviously that's unfair, but it does happen. Why do you feel like, you know, was it that the prosecutor didn't like you? Or why do you feel they went after you with such gusto?
I'm not really sure. I wish I had an answer for that. I just know even at some point when I would get letters from my superiors, and they didn't use the official letterhead of the department or the official government letterhead. They would call into question the letter. So I would actually have to sit down with them and then say, hey, I'm going to verify this letter for you and actually speak with them and have them speak with you. And each letter, you know, if it wasn't an official letterhead, it got to that point. And I can't put my finger down on exactly what it was. But, and even when I got to, you know, the actual prison, because I was put into a type of program where they said, hey, if you do a certain amount of time and you do well and you don't do anything wrong in prison or jail, then we'll let you off on 3 years probation. So, and of course, I would go into prison. I'm not going to go there and start selling drugs, and I'm not going to start, become part of a gang.
You spent 171 days in. You didn't have time to sell drugs and become part of a gang.
Exactly.
Hey, Charlie, thanks for calling, sharing your story. Really detailed, informational, and enlightening. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You think they just give out the drug dealerships in prison? You gotta put in your time.
That one. All right. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the prison system. How to make it better. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now with more Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition here at 855-450-FREE. You can comment on the prison system or whatever you want to discuss. With you tonight, it's Ian.
and King Mark I.
Stresscoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive at ExpressCoin.com. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just start up at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you out. You can do it from your smartphone with their app or just go straight through their website. ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. Normally, you got to pay 3%, which is really an awesome price anyway. But if you use code FTL, the first $40, you save. And you say big. So go to ExpressCoin.com to get your Bitcoin. Price has gone up over the last few days. It's up close to the, 280, 290 range.
Right? 290, yeah.
Very cool stuff. Could keep going up. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So go to ExpressCoin.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. We go first to Jacob. He's in Salt Lake, Utah. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Go, Jacob.
Hey, King Mark. Hey, Ian. I was just I'm mostly calling about the probation parole system.
Yes, yes, loyal subject.
People can say that it's better than being in prison, but honestly, I spent 5 years on probation, and all it did was make me stop caring about going back to, you know, to a cage, because it all came down to if my PO wanted to violate me, he was going to, no matter what it was for. I've done numerous 2 week whatever stretches for, like, for example, writing notes to a girl that he didn't approve. Or
wow.
Not having...
You did 2 weeks in jail for writing a note to a girl that he didn't approve?
Yep.
Okay, just want to be clear.
And, or...
Was this a girl that you had been ordered to not contact?
No. It was just someone that I didn't talk to him first about.
What was the age difference between you and the girl?
I think 3 years.
What was your age and what was hers?
At the time, she was 18, and I was, like, 21.
Oh, we lost you a little bit there. You kind of, your audio went pretty silent.
She was 18, and I was 21.
Gotcha. Look, I've never heard of this. This is a new probation rule. Is there an actual rule that they have where anyone you want to communicate with, you've got to talk to the probation officer first? That's more insane than I've ever heard.
I believe it's more to their discretion, but, I mean, at least my PO was happy to use that discretion, you know, as he saw fit.
How did he find out you violated that?
Other things, because they found notes when he searched my apartment.
which they can do anytime. They can come over to your house. They can search through all your stuff. That's one of the things that makes me feel like I'd be better off in a prison cell. Just keep me in the damn prison cell for a little while longer. This is what our friend Rich Paul did, who was a co-host on Free Talk Live for a little while. He ended up going back into jail with the negotiation that he would serve another 6 months in jail, that when he got out, they'd wipe away his probation. That way he couldn't keep VOPing. And he was more than willing to do that.
I've heard people do this, certainly willing to go back and these sorts of things. But I can tell you, as somebody who did 8.5 years in prison, I would have given my pinky finger in order to get out and do some probation. Please, dear God, let me do the remainder of my sentence on probation. Please.
I guess it just depends, right? I mean, if they leave you alone on probation, it's no big deal. But to have somebody in there tossing your house every day, and if they find one bottle of alcohol, you go into the clink again? It's crazy.
It can happen.
I went back to jail a couple different times over, two tall cans, one time I was drinking on Super Bowl Sunday, and they showed up, And
we had a guy who went back in because, that I know of, somebody went back in because his dad had a beer in the fridge.
Yeah. I heard of people, I knew people all the time. And the best part is, every time I went back, I met a whole new batch of friends.
Oh, well,
because
those aren't your friends.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, as far as the recidivism or whatever, however you say it, you go in and you make these friends or people that, you contact them on the outside and they're, super coked up, robbing people. And they're not the people you want to be friends with, but you make friends with those in your environment, be it work.
They also teach you about crime, right? Like, it happens all the time.
Oh, hey, Jacob, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
I think I kind of covered it. Just, I would not sacrifice my constitutional rights anymore. If anything ever happens again, I'm going to top out.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I guess it would depend. Like, you know, depending on how much time there would be on probation versus time in jail. Like, if I could avoid 3 years of probation by doing another 3 months in jail, mm-hmm. I'll sit the 3 months. I've already been in for however long, so I'll just sit that out.
I think that the stretch in jail matters,
yeah.
How long it is.
So let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Gary, because, you know, they can toss my cell in jail, but they're not going to likely find any beers or anything like that. Go ahead, Gary. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. My only interaction with the penal system as a taxpayer, but I have an idea that you know, a lot of the time in prison, it could be, you know, the recidivism could be cut down, and you could obtain some voluntary cooperation if there were some hope, you know, if the prisoners had hope. I think if you could allow the prisoners to work, and, you know, tell them right up front, 1/3 of your salary is going to go to your own upkeep, 1/3 is going to go to victim restoration. And the 1/3 you can start putting away for when you're out, and you can get your own, you know, bank account, so you're not just dumped right out on the street.
That's, you know, an excellent proposal.
Yeah, I mean, really, hope is the as a guy who had a 25-year sentence, the only thing I had was hope. I kept, you know, essentially going back to court in order to get my sentence reduced and those sorts of things. I would essentially was buying hope from these attorneys. And when you say you're going to do 85% of your time, as they do in the federal prison and in the state of Florida, and I'm not sure where else, you'd say to them, you know, you have no hope, because 85% of 25 years might as well be 25 years.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share, Gary? Go ahead. Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Carl. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with the NMR. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah. Have you heard about Bo Birdsall lately?
Bo Birdsall.
That's the absconding the POW guy.
Yeah, the guy that they traded 5 Taliban for to get him out of Afghanistan. He got caught up in a drug raid in California, but they couldn't put anything on him. He said he was on leave. They called the Department of Defense about him. I guess they didn't get back to him too soon because they let him go. And they got back and said, can you help us get him back? And I'm thinking, get him back? He said he was on leave. Is he absent without leave? What's going on here? I don't know.
I can't say I've been following that case at all.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody who had been a POW for some period of time was trying to deal with their PTSD with drugs, though.
Yeah, they didn't. They found nothing to charge him with there.
Well, the story I'm seeing here is that he was caught in a pot raid, so it's not like he was in a crack den or something like that. Hey, thanks, Carl, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. You can join us here on the radio waves on this live Saturday edition. 855-450-FREE. Or try Skype. We do have that. No one's called Skype tonight. We got full phone lines, so if you can't get through on the phones, Skype's your option. Skype username, LRN.FM. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN Live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. Prison. The prison industrial complex, just moving people in like cattle. People who are nonviolent, many of them. A good chunk of prisoners have not ever hurt anybody. They've just sold some drugs to other human beings on a voluntary, consensual basis. To me, that's not a crime. And we know that ending the war on drugs would go a long way towards lessening the burden on the prison system. But even for people who did actually commit a real crime with a real victim, there's a lot of evidence that's showing that the prison system isn't helping those folks. And isn't that ultimately what it's supposed to do? To rehabilitate somebody? To make them able to get back into society and merge into it and not continue committing crimes? Well, according to another study, they're now showing that the longer somebody sits quarterly in a prison cell increases pretty dramatically the likelihood that they're going to reoffend when they get out. And so we've just had a large conversation here, talked to people who are former cops, talked to former prisoners, one guy who was actually a former cop and a former prisoner. You can share your thoughts here, and also you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm to get your comments on the airwaves here. Let's go first to your calls here. We've got actually two Jims on the line. We're going to go to the first Jim, who is in Shelbyville, Indiana. Jim number one, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, welcome, sir.
I'm excited to be online. I can tell you my personal story. I was a flyer in the Navy, came back to Indiana, self-educated, raised a family, worked hard, owned my own homes, I guess several, and the system, as you want to call it, the financial money-making system, which is called the Feds, put me in federal prison, forged documents, and made a lot of money off of me and my lawyers. So I am indeed backing up and verifying what everybody else has been saying, a lot of the comments that you've heard from some of the young men that, actually did commit a crime but was on probation. A lot of the people that I was in with, I was in for about a year, I did end up getting my case turned over. I went to the appellate system and got it thrown out.
It's a rarity.
Wow.
It's
in the federal system, too.
Yeah. Now, the only place you're going to get justice in the United States, if you're going to, you know, like I use the term loosely, is essentially through the appellate system. These local, these first-level courts, they stink. There's nothing like justice. Jurors are a bunch of nincompoops. They don't have any business being sitting there judging somebody else's guilt. They want to get home so they can make dinner. They don't have, they don't care about people's lives. They assume because people are being on trial that they're guilty. The whole maximum that one is innocent until proven guilty is crap that ought to be tossed away on the waste pile of history. I'm sorry to say, but they're in the criminal justice system in the United States, I don't see justice.
That's right. From the bottom to the top, pure corruption, habitual liars from the very bottom to the very top.
And you're talking about the bureaucrats.
Yeah, every single person in this system, from the marshals all the way up to the federal judge, each person along the way said, well, we wouldn't have done this years ago, but unfortunately we have to move ahead.
Hmm.
Move ahead with what? So I was accused of lying on a gun form, so we're going after guns here. Now, I have a lifetime carry permit. Like I said, I was a military veteran, no criminal history. So I went into a gun shop, I target shot, you know, spent hundreds of thousands of rounds over the last 15 years, and that's what I like to do. We've got a big family farm, that sort of thing. So
yep.
I go in.
It's your hobby to put holes in paper.
Yeah. So I go into a local gun shop, and obviously because of the Gestapo behavior that I have around me, I'll be a little bit more careful about, you know, pinpointing exactly who. But I went into a local gun shop, and they work in the, quote, system. It starts at the bottom level. The feds are alerted because it's exactly what you guys said earlier about them wanting to have aspirations of a political nature. So the district attorney got into the newspaper and said that I had four violent felonies, which is false and a lie, because I've never had criminal history.
Sounds like libel.
You can't sue while your attorneys are in play with them, and as this drags out for 2 years, you're being told that you can only do that for that two-year period of time, and by the time you get out of prison and you get out of the appellate system, it's been well more than 2 years.
Yeah.
So that's how they get by with it. Yeah, that's how they get by with it every time.
So they claim you lied on a gun form, and they went after you for that.
And I told them to go pound sand, so they came back after me and said, well, you lied, and you said that you lied about your address. Of course, I did not. Go pound sand again. So I'm one of the very few people that not only did I fight it through the appellate system, but I fought it up front. I called them for what they were, flat-out liars.
And how much did this all cost you? Like you said, you couldn't file a suit because it was too late. What did you end up spending?
I'm out of actual wages and lawyer fees, over $250,000. At least over.
And what did the? And this is the other thing, right? $250,250,000 you spend over some bull crap form.
A form.
They don't spend any of their money. They spend taxpayer money.
Right.
This is why there is no justice in the system, because, I mean, they get to decide who they're going after. They have no consequences. There's no skin in the game. You don't play poker against a guy who has, you know, he's playing with other people's money or whatever. He's got no consequences.
That's right.
Jim,
so when they come through, when they come through this and they send you to prison, they still think somehow, I don't know how, that you're going to back down. Well, of course you're going to back down, because how can you afford $30,000 appellate system attorneys while you're in prison?
Thank the average God person can't, especially after they've gone and frozen your bank accounts.
Right. So what I did is I had real estate that was paid for. Not too many people have that.
That's right.
Nope.
I had one in particular. I transferred it to my parents, and they could pay the appeal system attorney.
Once again, justice for the people that actually have the resources to fight. Hey, Jim, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate you sharing that story tonight, and congratulations on your success. I'm putting quotes around, air quotes around, success. Like, he didn't have to spend too much time in prison because he successfully appealed, but it cost him big time, all because of a paperwork snafu. I can feel his pain to some extent. I also got arrested on paperwork issues here in New Hampshire. Boy, talk about another reason to not buy a gun through the system. If you screw up the paperwork, they're going to come at you with federal criminal charges for that. I mean,
in New Hampshire, you don't have to fill out these papers.
Yeah, you do. If you go to the store, you go to the gun store and you buy brand new, those gun stores are licensed.
So that's a federal issue. Okay.
Yeah. So in New Hampshire, you can just buy something from another human being. If that person knows you personally, they can sell you a gun. Or, you know, if they're acquainted with you. I'm not sure what the exact legal wording is, but essentially as long as the person's seen you or they know who you are, they can sell you a gun in New Hampshire. So it's not a hard thing to buy a used gun here. Anyway, just ridiculous story. Thanks for sharing it, Jim. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go next to Jonathan. He's in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, I was just calling. I think you hit the nail on the head or whatever. Anyway, like, it's like the system is fundamentally flawed. You know what I mean? To talk about it, talk around it, or be like, wow, like, you got screwed over. Like, it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the whole way the prison system and the jail system was set up was, you know, to protect, like, rich white people and maintain social order. You know what I mean? So it's like, of course.
Well, there are a surprising amount of rich white people that get caught up in this stuff, too. It's gotten so rapacious. I wouldn't disagree with your statement, but I would say it's gotten so rapacious, it's after those people, too.
Stand by, Jonathan. If you have a more comment, I can bring it back. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. It's got username, lrn.fm, or Free Talk Live coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's our number. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts, but I also want to let you know how to get 25% off or more or less. Your choice. You get to choose how much you get discount over at Amazon. Mark, you are wearing a hat right now, a very fine hat. It is a kind of a crown-looking thing, but it's made out of plush.
I am a king, after all. I am the intergalactic king of everything.
You got that at 25% off on Amazon, right?
Yes.
I got my headphones that I'm wearing at 29% off on Amazon.
They're nice headphones, but they don't make you a king.
The average... I never claimed they did. The average discount in the United States at Purse, which is how you get 20% off on Amazon, is 20% off. So that's the average. You can get 5% off instantly. If you're willing to wait, though, you can get 20, 25% off, no problem, on pretty much anything you want to buy through Amazon. The thing is, you've got to pay with Bitcoin. That's how you get this deal. You go to purse.freetalklive.com. Even if you don't have Bitcoin right now, go to purse.freetalklive.com. You can watch the intro video there. Makes it real simple. Explains how this works. And boy, does it work. And it works well. Purse.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up. Once you do that, you can go through their regular website. And it's the purse.freetalklive.com. Gets us a small amount of credit for each of your future purchases. So please check it out. I think you're going to love it. I do. I've done like two dozen transactions through Purse, have saved over $500 so far. It's awesome. So, purse.freetalklive.com. Let's go right back to your calls and thoughts. Jonathan was on the line and still is in Madison listening to WXXM. You didn't have much time before the break there, Jonathan. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. So, no, I mean, I guess I was just saying, like, you know, it's like the system itself is fundamentally flawed. So, we shouldn't be surprised when people have these stories. you know.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, okay,
what's the flaw?
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's just like, I mean.
What's the flaw with the system?
I think there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'm just asking him.
White supremacy and capitalism, just like a few, like.
Okay,
you know,
so.
Like, if we're not, what I'm saying.
What does that have to do? I mean, the capitalism doesn't really have anything to do with the prison system necessarily, right? I mean, the prison system for the most part is run by the government.
No, but like, where are the prisons, right? You know what I'm saying?
They're all over the place.
They tend to be in the country.
Right. They tend to be the economy of that community.
Yep.
Right?
That's not capitalism. So that's state cronyism. When the government backs, in terms are important. Okay, let's use. No, I understand what you're saying, but you've used the term capitalism. We're not going to let this go. Hold on. Capitalism is when the government isn't involved. When the government's backing this forced redistribution of wealth, it's something entirely different. This might be called fascism. It might be called corporatism. It might be called cronyism. It's not capitalism.
It's the money. Okay, my point, right.
It's about the money.
But it's about the money, right? And I'm saying, like, the whole, like, for America, the whole point of America was, like, hey, money before anything. Like, hey, we'll kill a whole bunch of human beings. We'll sell them and breed them and make them work for nothing and abuse them.
Well, getting rid of money isn't going to solve the problem. I mean, we have to have money. It's a method of exchange.
But what I'm saying is, like, if we don't, like, address the fact that, like, you know, like, look, you know, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, with the police, right? Like, you know, a lot of police are killing black people in particular.
They're killing white people too, and Hispanics as well. I mean, the police the police go after poor people than anything else.
Hear me out. I agree with you to a certain extent, right? Because if you're black, it doesn't matter your status. You're just black, right? Like Henry Gates, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? So let's be.
No, I disagree entirely. You know, my best friend, like, in the world's black, and I can tell you that, you know, I've seen his interactions with police officers, and they're not bad simply because he's black. I really do believe it's a class issue, not a color issue.
I'm saying class.
Yes, you are. You're saying if you're black, you're just black.
But Jonathan, hang on a second here. I'm going to go to Jonathan's defense on one of these points. I mean, LeVar Burton is certainly a successful black man. You know, the guy starred in Star Trek and many other great movies, and, you know, he says that he's scared when he gets pulled over by the police. He puts both of his hands up at the 10.
I do too, and I'm white.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, you know, for some people, they feel intimidated.
I mean, it's just kind of weird, right, for me to hear you say this. And I'm listening to you on the progressive radio station in Madison, Wisconsin, and you're really like, I don't think it's a black thing in the context of everything that's going on right now.
I think it's a class thing.
Yeah, it's a power thing, really.
Sandra Bland, that wasn't a class thing.
Hey, dude, there's been plenty of... Look, hey, Jonathan, there's been plenty of people...
If Sandra Bland would have been a white man... If Sandra Bland would have been a white man, you would have never heard about it. It's not like there's never been a white guy that's been killed by police officers in a cell.
Jonathan, we've got a jail here in New Hampshire, which is...
Listen, I'm not saying that white people don't get targeted or killed by the police. I'm not saying that the police fundamentally have a problem and systematically, like, corrupt and, like, people are targeted because of class, because of race. Those are factors, class and race. Race is a factor by itself.
Right. I think everybody's lives matter.
I think race is a factor. I will agree with you that I think race is a factor.
Jonathan, thank you for the call tonight. We're doing a lot of crosstalk, and it's hard to listen to that. So thank you for the call. I agree that in some places, race is definitely a factor. I think that's probably true. I just don't think
race is the biggest factor. I think it has to do with what you're wearing, you know, the car you drive, the neighborhood you're in. I think the color of your skin, your gender, a variety of things. Trayvon Martin would have been a white girl instead of a black boy, things probably would have been different, right? So I'm not. But that's a, you know, it has to do with the clothing. It has to do with the gender. It has to do with the color. It has to do with a lot of things. And I don't believe in using shorthand to get to problems. And, you know, that's shorthand. I'm not interested in the shorthand.
There's a jail here in New Hampshire called Valley Street in Manchester, and the people that have spent time inside Valley Street have told me that one person dies mysteriously every month in that place. They're not getting any kind of fanfare or any major mainstream media attention. There are a lot of people, both, you know, white, black, Hispanic, whatever, mostly male, that are perishing in prisons under questionable circumstances. And, you know, how much of that is getting the same level of attention as this young lady? Not very much. Now, that's not to say that what happened to her doesn't matter. It certainly does. And what happened to her is something worth looking into. But all of them are worth looking into. All of the people who've died mysteriously under questionable circumstances in the hands of these prisons around the country are each individual tragedies, and they all have family members and friends who cared about them. But they don't all get the same level of treatment in the mainstream media. And I don't think it's, you know, conservative or a progressive issue or anything like that. You mentioned that we're on the mic in Madison, which is a progressive station. We're on a bunch of different kind of radio stations. We're not a conservative talk show. We're not a progressive talk show. We're a liberty
oriented
show.
Also, we look at the issues as we see them. I don't take my marching orders from Joe Biden or George Bush. Not interested in that.
Neither of them want to reform the prison system.
Here's some news for you. Progressive politicians, they're liars, too.
Absolutely. I mean, the progressive politicians haven't done a damn thing to change the prison system. Neither have the conservatives. It's just all getting worse.
Look at the progressive places. It's not like their prison systems are better.
All right, let's continue here. I believe we have Mac in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mac.
Well, earlier you guys were talking about a situation where the state has the option of picking up a case, and even if two people don't want, you know, if there's some kind of altercation or whatever, and both parties are saying, no, we don't, we're not interested in filing charges or prosecuting or whatever, that the state will go ahead and pick it up. And, I guess most of the time that's bad, but it happened to me actually once about 20, 25 years ago, and it actually worked out to my favor. Long story short, a guy sort of lunged, with, as far as I can tell, the clear intent to attack my girlfriend. He lunged at her, and I sort of intervened and gave him a shove, and I mean like a big football shove where he sort of went up off his feet and landed on his ass. Unfortunately for me, this was in the presence of the cops, and in fact, the only reason why I did anything at all was because the cops didn't. They were just going to stand there and let the guy beat on my girl, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I was hauled away, you know, face down on the car, cuffed, put in the back seat, hauled downtown, fingerprinted, photographed, and all that stuff. I was bailed out, and they gave me, I'd never been arrested before. I haven't been arrested since, actually. So I don't know if this is unusual or not, but they gave me this guy's card, and they said, well, he'll be calling you about case number X, and such, and they wrote down the case number, if anything happens from this. Well, it turns out that the guy didn't want to press charges. In fact, locally, he was sort of known as a guy that was a little bit off kilter, a little bit crazy.
You're saying the prosecutor didn't want to press charges, or the victim didn't want to press charges?
Well, the victim didn't want to press charges, so basically I was on standby waiting to see if the prosecutor was going to take...
Standby. Well, speaking of standing by, we're going to make you do that here for a quick moment. More after the news with Mac, and your calls are as well at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.